If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your weekend starts now.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys so much for being here with us and kicking the weekend off with us. Moose Breezy. And, of course, our new intern, Joe. Say hi, Joe.
How's it going?
Hi, Joe.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. 42 for the high today. We'll take that. This is a tough one. What do you do when the teacher hates your child? Anyone ever been in this boat? 585-252-9800.
We should call my mom. I'm sure some teachers hated me. Now, they would never admit that now that I went back yesterday, but...
Yeah, you went back to your old stomping grounds. Eileen needs answers, and she needs them quick. She put SOS in the title of her email yesterday. Here's the message she left. If you are a teacher and have had a student that's been in a similar situation to this, like our listener Eileen, how would you handle this? Because her son seems to be getting harassed by his teacher. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I just need to vent and get some help on this one. My son is in middle school. He's had his share of great teachers and okay teachers, but never malicious or bad teachers. And his teacher this year, and she writes in all caps, is bad. My son makes mistakes, but he's a good kid. He's sweet, quiet, empathetic, but he's also a middle school boy who thinks fart jokes are hilarious. Well, you don't have to be in middle school, Eileen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just Moose on a Tuesday.
He also... is a little disorganized and wants to do anything but schoolwork. He is not disruptive, though. He follows the rules, but his teacher hates him. She picks on him in class. She has pulled him to the front of the class to scold him several times. And he, right now, he's deep in the please don't draw attention to me phase. Mm-hmm. So for him, it was humiliating. She will write notes on his work that are nitpicky and rude. The worst is when she gives assignments. If they are not done exactly as she wants, down to the word choice, she gives them an automatic zero. And the reason for the rant is that this week I get a notification that a project my son spent days working on, doing research, putting together, he received a zero because she did not like the font used on slide 7.
Oh, God.
She wrote, please redo project. He was in tears when I told him, and she means it. He has to redo the whole project because of the font. Not the wording, not the content, the font. I cannot. I've talked to the principal at the school already, who basically said, yeah, she's like that. I've been told that complaining to her or about her would be pointless, as she's well-connected, well-respected, and is free to set the grading standards of her choosing. I've told my son, I don't care what grade you get, you just have to get through the next 4 months, and you'll never have to deal with her again. What do I do in this situation? Does anyone have any advice? Thanks for your time, you guys. All right, that came in from Eileen. So obviously her son is definitely going through it and seems to be getting picked on more than anyone else in class. I mean, she scolded him 7 times in front of the class already, which is humiliating for a kid who doesn't like that type of attention.
Right.
What do you guys think? How would you handle this situation? Can you go to the superintendent?
I think it's I think it comes down to like a guidance counselor sit down with the student, the parent, the teacher, and someone.
Oh yeah,
moderating.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If superintendent. I think superintendent's like a little dramatic, but
well, when you go to the principal and the only response is "Yeah, she's like that," that's not very helpful.
Yeah, I think that it comes down to because I've been in many a meeting with a team in school. Let's just say. What yeah, I'm thinking yeah, here. And it comes down to learning ability. It comes down to what your kid's comfortable with. And honestly, your kid is not going to thrive and do well in said classroom if they're constantly being beat down and the principal's like, oh, yeah, they're just like that. No, my kid needs an individualized learning plan, whether that be a 504, IEP, the list goes on. And furthermore, that might not be the right teacher for him. Maybe he needs a different teacher. If because for me personally, I needed teachers who were like understanding and helpful, not teachers that were like, well, figure it out, Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Move him in the middle of the school year? Can you just switch classrooms and have a different teacher? I don't really know how that works. Let's get over to Claire. Good morning, guys. This happened to my brother and it broke him. It's a shame that people like this are allowed to be teachers and get away with it. Have you tried to talk to the superintendent of the school? Because it does at this point sound like harassment. Andrew says, I had a teacher who hated me too. Daily humiliations and getting dragged to the principal's office for being rude. I wasn't a rude kid. I was nice to a fault, naive, willing to please, and obsessed with making A's. But she is the only teacher I've ever had who disliked me, and I never did find out why. Mm. Not sure you can really do much except just push through the next 4 months, which could seem like an eternity, especially for a kid.
Correct.
Who else is here? Let's go over to Julie. We had Eileen, if you guys are just tuning in, write us for Parental Confidential, and her son just seems to be getting harassed by his teacher. She's giving him a 0 on everything and making him redo an entire project because she didn't like the font, gave him a 0.
Yeah.
Julie says, yeah, this sounds like some type of discrimination against your son. And I'm pretty petty, so don't follow this unless you need to. But I'd have a true heart-to-heart with your son to see if maybe there's something that he's left out about antagonizing her or behavior issues that he's kept from you. Just to make sure you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's.
It's so funny now that I'm an adult, we're adults, right? And going back to the school yesterday and just seeing how teachers are like actual humans and adults. Like now that you're so much closer to that age, you're like, oh, you're just like me. But when you're so young, they're such like an authoritative figure to you that you don't see them as just like regular people, just like
no,
you.
Of course not.
Obviously. This person says, follow up with legal action. Okay, that let's put our swords down because I feel like jumping to rash decisions will make it even worse for your son.
Is it rash?
Legal action? I think there's a lot of other channels to go through before you get your lawyer involved. Everyone's so quick to lawyer up. It's like, what are we doing here?
I don't even know how to get a lawyer.
I
wouldn't even know where to start. Let's go. Have them switch him to another class ASAP. I was in honors class and was a straight A student, but had a teacher who hated me in the 5th grade for unknown reasons. Nobody ever knows why they hate me.
No, right.
Things were great after I was assigned a new classroom. Megan says, Moose and Breezy, happy Friday. Best advice is to get in contact with all the other parents. Let them know what's happening with your son. And the more people know about it, the better. This way, everyone can approach the teacher and principal at once to let them know about the harassment that's been happening in the classroom.
Is it harassment or is it discrimination?
Well,
like, it's harassment is like, you're stupid, I hate you, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know.
Well, harassment can also be making someone feel uncomfortable. Like, there's harassment in the workplace all the time. If you're leaving the building and having to go the long way to avoid someone, that's harassment.
Right.
He's being scolded in front of all of his peers time and time again. Tell this mom you got to go full Karen. Your son needs you to be that parent. Go to the news. Go to your neighborhood Facebook groups. Start an absolute rampage in your son's honor. Well, she got it on the radio, so that's a start.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like that notable. You know what I mean? We're just like, yeah. Ooh. I don't know.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. This person says the principal's response is not okay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Call team meeting with the teacher and admin, and if it doesn't work, get DASA against the teacher. Not sure what that is.
One of your teachers is harassing my son. Classic Mrs. Henderson. Like, what kind of a response
not
is that?
Not Mrs. Henderson.
We got to take action here.
Hilarious.
There are a lot of people pissed off this morning because if it was their kid, they would be marching into that school with their pickets
up in arms.
So, Eileen, looks like you're going to have to take this to the higher ups. Maybe get the, who did you say, Breezy, the counselor?
Yeah, I would call like a meeting with like a school psychologist or counselor so they can be like a moderator.
Oh, we have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's another teacher weighing in. Good morning, guys. As a teacher, this is not okay. I have worked with past teachers who are not liked by a lot of students who do put this behavior, have this behavior go on in their classroom. Best thing she can do is talk to the superintendent along with trying to get a meeting together, like you said, with the counselor. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for weighing in this morning. Eileen, best of luck. If anything, your son's going to have to just push through the next 4 months, but hopefully something changes, and that's not the only option. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, when you call or text us at 585-252-9800, the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Why drive?
All right, let's give an update on what's been going on with those strikes outside of most of the New York State prisons. After nearly 2 weeks after correction officers have been striking at multiple prisons across New York State, leaders of the state and the union representing the staff have reached a tentative agreement to put an end to those strikes. Governor Kathy Hochul's office announced the agreement last night on Thursday night. It came after the fourth straight day of a third-party mentor helping with those negotiations. The union, the New York State Correction Officers, and the Police Association did not authorize the strike, which ended on the 11th day on Thursday. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, called the strike illegal, which we talked about the other day. Under the agreement, all employees must be back to work by Saturday or they could be disciplined. We're working to confirm whether the strikes have in fact ended, and the path to moving forward in state prisons is on the up and up. So Obviously, we've known for a while that they've been striking, and they finally have reached said agreement. Obviously, there's a ton of details in said agreement that you can check out on our friend's website at News 10.
I don't think you need to do their job to understand and realize that working 17 hours shorthanded in a facility like that, where you have to be on all the time, it gets exhausting. And they were not getting a lot of help.
Yeah. So under the new agreement, mandatory 24-hour overtime shifts are gone. And they're replaced with voluntary overtime, like, that they can choose to do if they so please. And the Hull Act, which limits the use of solitary confinement, is also put on pause at the staff's request.
Coming up on the show, I don't know how many parents would do this sort of thing, but how many of you listening would request two presents for your child's birthday party? One for the child celebrating their birthday and one for their sibling so they don't feel left out. 585-252-9800. Call us and let us know. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Friday. There was buzz going around in the news and on social media that a mother was throwing a party of some sort of celebration for her child, mm-hmm. and politely asked, if you show up with a gift for her son, please bring a second gift for his sibling so he doesn't feel left out.
Literally insane.
So bring two gifts.
Hey, you know that party that you're coming and spending money on my child? I want you to spend double the money for my other child so they don't have a meltdown.
Pretty bold request, don't you think?
I would say.
Of course, we had to ask going into commercial break if this is something you would do. If you had kids, and of course, we get a call from a lovely listener by the name of Holly. Hi, good morning, Holly. Are you still with us this morning?
Hey, yeah. Hi, good morning to you as well.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you decided to call us up on this, but tell everyone what you're telling Breezy and I during commercial break.
Yeah, so, you know, call me crazy, but any parent who has more than one child at home will understand my stance on why I ask people who are attending my son's birthday, who he's going to be 7 next week.
Yeah.
I ask them to show up with, you know, like they're probably bringing a gift for the 7-year-old. That's kind of the way it goes, right? But I just kindly ask that they also bring one for my 5-year-old as well so that he doesn't feel left out.
Okay, got it.
What?
How do you think people responded to that request?
Well, I think they understand. Like anyone, you know, if you only have one kid, I get it. You don't understand. But if you have more than one kid, you get what that is.
I've never seen this before. I've never heard of a parent doing it because it's a ballsy ask. You're already asking them to bring one gift. Now, hey, go out of your way, pay more money, get a second gift. I can understand when parents relight the candles on a birthday cake so every kid has an opportunity to blow the candles out. But this, asking them to buy a second gift, you don't feel bad about that at all?
Well, I want to be clear about something. I'm not demanding that they do this.
Encouraging, so...
Hold on a second. I just think it is just being polite and having manners. I mean, anyone with more than one child at home would do the same and understand.
I don't think they would, Holly.
I don't know. I doubt that.
People with hundreds of kids. Okay, that's a little dramatic. But like, say you have 5 kids, you want your guests to bring 4 different gifts?
4 additional?
In addition to the birthday, boy or girl? I just think it's absolutely ludicrous.
Is that what you're saying, though? I just want to be clear.
You're kind of taking it the wrong way. I didn't demand anything. I don't demand this.
Right, I understand that. But did you ask your guest list, hey, bring a second gift for my other son so he doesn't feel left out? You did say that, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
okay.
Look at it this way. My husband and I get invited to dinner parties, and like we're not asked to bring a dish or anything, but we bring a bottle of wine, or we bring dessert, or we bring flowers or something, because like that's just what you do, because that's typical etiquette.
Right, but that's for the person. Right, but that's for the person who's hosting the house or dinner party or whatever it is. It's not like every person at said dinner party is going to leave with a flower.
Right, are you getting a bottle of wine for everybody there so they don't feel left out?
Look, I don't think you get it. First of all, of course, you're not going to get this because you don't even have kids. So, like, you don't understand what the meltdown looks like for my five-year-old if this doesn't happen. And also, like, let's be clear. I am not looking for people to, like, shell out $100 or whatever. Like, yeah, for the five-year-old, go to the dollar store. Just get him a whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just like a something.
Not the two stops. Now we have to make two stops for you?
Yeah. All right, and listen, Holly, I totally understand where the point you're trying to make. It's
insane.
You got a lot of balls to ask people to do this.
We're not trying to gang up against you. I just honestly believe that this is like such an extension of the participation trophy that so many parents are rewarding their kids for breathing air. They don't need an award for everything that they do. They don't need an award for being a guest at their brother or sister's birthday party. It's just not a thing. Teach your other kid to share his toys and move on with life. It's not that hard.
I'm more interested in just hearing if anybody else aside from Holly has done this or what other parents think.
Of this request,
585-252-9800.
Okay, let's face it. Like, you will both understand if you have kids. And trust me, no one wants to deal with the meltdown of the five-year-old if this doesn't happen.
I get that nobody wants to deal with that, and that seems very clear. But it is not of the responsibility of your guests to avoid your child's meltdown. Figure out how to deal with that. Soothe, use your techniques, and get on with it. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm being harsh, and everyone's downfall or like fallback is you're not a parent. We get that. But I know that there's other parents listening right now that have the same stance as us because this is insane.
I'm sure there's a few. Yeah. Holly, I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy the rest of your Friday morning, okay?
Okay. And maybe I'll make a little quick recording if this doesn't happen at the party, and you'll understand what the five-year-old does.
Yes, send it in. But again,
that's fine.
Not our issue.
I'm sure nobody as a parent wants to deal with the meltdowns, and I'm sure that's something you have to deal with day in and day out.
Also, what
I would go insane. We're going to wrap this up, Breezy. Holly, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening, even though you didn't quite get it.
No, that's okay. You win some, you lose some, right?
Win some, lose most.
Okay, bye, Holly. All right, let's go to the phones.
I'm triggered.
PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What's your take on this?
First of all, she was very standoffish.
I agree.
I have two adult kids and currently have six kids 13 and under. And I have never done this. The whole point, everybody gets a birthday, right? So essentially nobody's being left out. It's important to teach your kids patience and to let someone else have the spotlight. Because when you don't do that, it leads to entitled adults.
100%.
That's what we're talking about here is the entitlement that's going to come with this later on down the road in life.
And like the expectation of, well, if you're getting something, then I should also be getting something. This can lead to multiple issues when it comes to friendships, relationships, jobs, etc. You fill in the blank. You know what it is.
Would you agree that an individual doesn't have to be a parent to recognize that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you understand what entitlement is and what this leads to. You don't have to be a parent to understand that.
Right. I work with Breezy on a daily basis.
Trust me, if anyone knows entitlement, it's me.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Alicia.
Go ahead.
Hi. I do have two kids. One's 11, one's 3. So, like, I've already lived it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think it's, like, if you're worried about your younger child having an issue with your older child actually feeling special for the day and getting to enjoy, like, getting presents and blowing out birthday candles, like, that's a whole parenting issue, if you ask me. That has nothing to do with, like, wanting it to be equal. Like, you shouldn't have to bring two gifts to a children's birthday party.
Also,
you can't parent your child.
Also, if that is your shtick and that's your thing, you can give your child a present. You don't have to ask other people. You know what I mean? Like, fake it.
Wait,
like,
you're telling me there's...
I agree with that. Like, if you want your child to have something because you don't want them to be left out, then they should get your one gift. They shouldn't get as many gifts as the actual birthday kid. That's awful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's say you have 20 people attending this 7-year-old's party. The brother, for no apparent reason, is going to get 20 gifts? What the hell
make
for?
It makes sense.
If they go to another birthday party, and then all of their kids would think that they also get gifts every time, too.
It's getting out of control.
Starting something that's just going to spiral.
It's not even Christmas. Thank you so much for the call. Let me get to one more phone.
Oh, my God.
Real quick. PXY, you're next. Go ahead. You're live.
Hi, this is Alexandra.
What up, Queen?
Hi. Yeah, I think this is absolutely insane. And how the previous caller was saying, it's definitely a parent issue. It's not a child issue. It's your job as a parent to deal with the meltdowns.
Right.
And you are raising your child to be entitled. And how much you want to bet that when it's the youngest child's birthday, she is not going to ask people to bring an extra gift for the oldest child.
Right.
Oh, my God.
What? You're immediately showing favoritism, and you're literally showing your oldest child that what the youngest child feels is more important to you just because whatever reason you're putting in meltdown over your oldest child's feelings. It's just weird. It's very weird as a parent for you to do that.
She's like weird vibes.
She just doesn't want to deal with the out of control kid. You know, this just came to me. What happens What happens when her son gets married?
Right.
Exactly.
Bring 100 for the couple and then 100 for my younger child, please. Thank you.
Thanks for the call on this one this morning, you guys. We appreciate it. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back. 98.